We head on over to the KRDO Newsline, where we are being joined by Felicia Barnhart of the Colorado Springs Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Division. She's also going to be talking to us about the Westside Community Center Garden. Well, it's a community garden, so we'll talk about that. Felicia, first of all, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Everything's going well. So I come from the Pacific Northwest, and we call these community gardens pea patches, which I don't think is a term they use around here, but we call them the pea patches. So tell us about the community garden and what's going on with it.
So actually, all four of our community centers have community gardens. There is one at Hillside Community Center, Meadows Park, Deerfield Hills, and Westside. I reside at Westside, a community center, and we have available for rent to the public. Westside Community Center Garden is the biggest of the four. We have 71 garden plots available for rental at $30 for the season. Right now, we just opened up registration the beginning of March, and we only have 20 spots left. So if somebody is still looking to do some gardening, it's a great way if you don't have space at your house or if you live in an apartment or you just really want to, you know, dive into the gardening world. It's a great way to start.
That's right. And you get to learn so much from your fellow gardeners because, I mean, you're all there sometimes overlapping at times and in terms of the times you're there, not in terms of the space, because that is your own space, right? That plot. And you're responsible for it. What are the responsibilities? What do you need to know?
Yes. So we provide the space and the water. The only thing you would have to do is come to water your own space. We don't have automatic sprinklers. You want to make sure we're conserving the water as best as possible. So at Westside, you would get the code to the gate. It is a gated garden. So if you don't have a plot yourself, nobody can access it. And it's pretty much open for you to come and plant what you want. You want to weed the gardens yourself or weed your bed yourself. They are all raised beds, so it's nice that you don't have to be down on your hands and knees to do this. And it's a great way to create community with other folks. A lot of times people will end up there at the same time. We are working on a lead gardener position, so somebody that can kind of bring the gardeners together, maybe do some classes, some education. We're really excited because we're just kind of getting back in the groove of the community garden at Westside, and we're continuing to grow the number of plots that we are renting. In fact, Westside Community Center has a working committee that is created of citizens, and they are sponsoring a couple beds. I believe they're sponsoring up to 4 beds. So if somebody in the community really wants to, but they don't have or can't afford the $30 fee, they can come to the Westside Community Center, talk to us at the front desk, and we can get them set up with a garden plot.
What kind of things do people grow in these community garden plots?
A lot of people grow vegetables, of course.
Okay. Lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, things like that. Yeah.
Yes. We've had some dill that was reoccurring from several years, so I didn't know that came back every year, like a vengeance if you don't.
Oh, okay.
If you don't kind of, you know, take care of it. But, some people like to do some herbs as well. We had some people that did flowers, a lot of sunflowers. It's so beautiful when things start to bloom. It's so colorful and inviting.
Right. And now the park isn't open to the public, but people can walk around it, right? Is that what I understand? These community gardens?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're doing that mainly because, because you want to avoid people maybe like scamming away with vegetables that aren't theirs, right?
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So tell me what else you want to remind people.
You can see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One other thing I wanted to mention, too, is that we're currently working with the city's Office of Accessibility to build 2 wheelchair-accessible beds at Westside Community Center Garden. And so that's pretty exciting because we would be the first garden to have actual wheelchair-accessible beds. We're hoping they'll be ready for this season. If not, I mean, it might be towards the end, depending on, you know, construction timelines and whatnot, but putting in a concrete pad and having a bed that individuals could wheel right up to and still have access to gardening. So that would potentially be two wheelchair accessible spots that we're working on.
So Felicia, I'm a big proponent of community gardens. And in fact, I'm part of a community garden that our church operates. So, you know, sometimes churches operate them too, not just parks. But when you're in a community garden, there's something that is so therapeutic and good for the soul about the time you're spending there, even when the weeding is such a tough task. Tell us what you think the therapy benefit is for people who are doing this.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it definitely helps boost your mental health. You're outside, you're getting your hands dirty. You've got the visual of all the colors of the flowers and the vegetables that you're growing, just the smells that come from the soil, and if you're growing herbs, it just really does help your mental health and your state of being. It's kind of just good stress reliever, just to kind of put all the other worries that you have through the day away and just focus on the task at hand and being outside and just being around others. Like you say, in that community garden, you're usually not going to be there alone. There'll be other people. So you'll meet other folks in your community and strike up new friendships and new opportunities, for sure.
Right. Oh, well, very inspiring there. Plots are still available. So the website to go to find out more would be coloradosprings.gov. Now, for that plot, it would be the Westside Community Center, right? That's how they would find out how to register.
And Deerfield Hills Community Center still has some plots open as well. That would be the same. It would be coloradosprings.gov/Deerfield Hills Community Center.
Well, Felicia Barnhart, so good to talk to you, and happy gardening. Get those hands dirty.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. And hopefully we've reached some gardeners out there who are listening who didn't even know about these programs and how you could take advantage. I mean, free water, being able to water your gardens and not have to pay the huge water bills, that's a benefit in and of itself and definitely worth the $30. So, and just think of how delicious those veggies would taste when you're eating them and they're on your plate and you've grown them yourself.